So, Caleb, tell me who you are, how I found you, and what's been going on in your life.
You met me outside 7-Eleven. I was panhandling, doing some stupid shit.
You actually weren't doing anything stupid. You were just hanging out, being lovely.
Well, I feel like it's stupid shit, just being there in general.
Well, it is a waste of your life. Yeah, as a beautiful boy who's like 8, what are you, 19?
I'm 21.
21.
Yeah.
All right. Well, yes, I met you outside of the 7-Eleven. I mean, I gave you money and then I looked at your face. I was like, yeah, oh, man. No, I gotta help him. Oh, shit. You're a cute little guy. I'm too old for you, boo-boo.
I had sex with this one woman. She was like 55.
Did she pay you?
No, I fucked her in the butt. All that
what?
Yeah, man.
Where?
It was outside. You know that the restaurant local outside 34th Street Penn Station?
Were you panhandling?
I was just getting high off K2.
I mean, because you don't look homeless.
Yeah.
Dude, and like, you're a cute guy. But were you?
I try not to look like it, you know? I don't try to smell too bad. I don't want to wear like too crusty clothes, you know?
You were standing outside of a Penn Station place and some 55-year-old woman let you fuck her in the butt?
Yeah. Yeah, I fucked her in the butt. It was great.
Did you go to her house?
No, we went to the gazebo thing, like the outside part of that restaurant. Outside Penn Station, local, right, like right in there.
Lie.
No, on like the outside dining patio.
You fucked someone in the butt in public?
Yeah.
In winter?
Yeah, she was old, so I mean, she lost all respect for herself.
Was that before she let you fuck her in the butt or after?
I probably lost a lot of respect for myself too, but.
You know, it's not a good day when a homeless teenager loses respect for himself by fucking you.
Yeah, yeah.
So, did you wear a condom?
Yes.
You did?
I did. And she didn't let me kiss her.
Well, that would be too intimate.
I think she just sucked my friend's dick or something.
Excuse me?
She was like, no, don't kiss my mouth. I've been with, like, questionable people. She tried to make questionable people sound a lot sexy, but it didn't really sound sexy. But
there's no way to say I've been with questionable people and make that sound sexy.
Did I know, right?
That's like the least, that's actually the least sexy sentence you could possibly say. And who had the condom, you or her?
I had the condom.
Wow!
Yeah, that's the one thing I had on me. I had no money, no lighter, no cigarettes, just a condom. And I made it work.
How long did it take for you to come?
I didn't. I didn't. What? I jerked off beforehand.
Sorry, so you just fucked this woman just to fuck her?
Yeah, just to fuck.
All right.
My hobbies. It's just fun watching someone in pain. Isn't that normal?
Did you use lube?
Yeah, no, I mean lubricated condom, but still.
Was she like crying?
No, but like close. She was kind of hot.
Could you describe her for me, please?
Well, she was shorter than me, maybe like 5'4". She had like blonde hair. She was thin. She was like white lady, you know?
Right, white lady, of course. Yeah. Well, we all basically look the same.
Respectable white lady.
After 40, it's like.
Yeah.
How was her asshole?
Oh, it was gross. I barely felt anything, yo. Like me,
oh,
I barely
come
felt
on.
Anything.
It was no, like man. The Holland Tunnel?
No, it was like those King Kong slugs. It was like the inside of one of those, you know?
Was it clean?
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
And sorry, your accent is from where?
The way I talk is from Massachusetts.
Really?
Yeah.
All right. How long you been on the streets?
I've been on the streets for 4 years.
The first time I met you, you told me that you had some problems with your mother.
Yeah.
And
yeah, she got an order of protection against me right now.
Come on.
No, she does.
What did you do?
Like, I can't even like crash there when I'm fucked up. I was chilling on like trains and shit. I was smoking in the house.
Where does she live?
She lives in Brooklyn.
Your mother's in Brooklyn.
Yeah.
And I know we've talked about this before, but I do think it's time for some mediation and to fix this.
Everyone
shit.
Says that.
I'll help
Everyone,
you.
I mean, mediation.
I'll call.
Don't call my mom.
Dude,
now all the old people are like, let me call your mom.
Listen, we talked about this. I have to get your paperwork in order to get you any kind of help, man.
Okay.
So why don't we
I can do that. I can do it.
You can't do it.
My mom's scary.
You're not going to do it.
You don't want
to
do it.
I'm not afraid of her.
No,
trust
man.
Me. I've been up to bat with a psycho.
No, man, she's short. She's fat. She's got red hair.
I'm not afraid of her.
She's like Ronald Weasley's mom, yo.
I'm tall. I'm medium fat. And I'm fucking scary, dude.
I'm not fat at all.
Yeah. Because you don't eat.
You're not fat? What do you mean medium fat?
No, but listen. I'm not afraid of your mother. And
fat.
I'm very good at mediation. I can't help you get off the streets unless I have your birth certificate. And do you have your social security card?
No, but I know the number.
Babe.
I know the number.
What are you doing? What's your long-term plan?
Well, my short-term plan is go buy a bag of weed. My long-term plan is go buy a bag of weed.
Those are terrible plans. That's not helping anyone. It's fucking end of November, bro. It's gonna get freezing. Okay, Caleb, listen. This is unacceptable. And it stops today. And I don't care what it is. No, I don't.
I mean, I gotta go somewhere tomorrow.
To do what? Oh, yeah. And so, sorry, how the fuck did you get arrested? So, literally, I saw you like one day ago. And I just ran into you on the street again, which is obviously Providence. But in that short time, you've been arrested for what?
I was smoking weed, and these cops drove by. And they, like, they stopped. And they backed up to where I was. They got out of the car, and I had the blunt in my sleeve. It was, like, burning my hand and shit. And they were like, where is it? Where is it? I was like, where is what? And they were like, I know you're smoking. I smell it. And I'm like, I don't have anything. What are you talking about? And then, like, they searched me and shit.
Are they allowed to search you just because they feel like it?
They smelled it. So that's probable cause. If they don't have probable cause, that would be stop and frisk.
Why can't we start enrolling you in programs to, like, get you something? They have housing programs. So they have all kinds of shit.
Something. I'm working on something. I was talking to somebody, and I'm trying to get into another inpatient, long-term, like, residential program. And it's going to help me do all that.
Well, can I help you do that at least? I don't trust you. You're just going to get high on some fucking synthetic weed and just get in. Yeah, I don't trust you. I no longer accept what you're doing. I don't accept it.
I barely accept it.
Well, let's change it. You're just trying to what?
I'm just doing stuff.
Right. Okay.
Stupid stuff.
There's got to be a better way. So let's find it.
I hear it.
What do you have to lose?
Well, then, I don't have anything to lose. Like, this is all my stuff. This is me. This is my shit. All my stuff.
Right.
I mean, I lost my hat the other day. Like, I woke up, I didn't notice, and I heard, like, a little voice in my head. It was like, the problem with you is you have too many hats. And I just checked for my hat, and I was like, shit, I don't have my hat.
So now you've got no hats. I'm gonna say this a different light. I really do talk to a lot of homeless teenagers.
Yeah.
And some of them don't want help.
I hear it. I'm bipolar, so, like, it's hard.
So you need mental. You need some mental health stuff, huh?
No, I've been through that. I don't want that. No.
What do you mean?
I don't want mental health stuff. No.
Why? You mean you don't want the pills to make, like, what do you mean?
I don't want the pills. Okay. I abuse them. I abuse the pills, and I don't want to kill myself with the pills because I'm able to when they're there. And then, I don't know, I don't like going to the psych wards and shit. It's lame.
Have you been to psych wards?
Yeah, I've been to, like 10.
10 psych wards?
Maybe more. I mean, I thought I went to jail less than I went to psych wards, but I went to jail a lot, so I don't know.
So how early were you when you knew you had some mental health issues?
I was 17. I went to...
Just about the time you got kicked out of the home, huh?
Yeah.
And how did it manifest? Like, what was the first... Like, what...
I think it was because of the K2. It was because of the synthetic marijuana. I don't know. It fucked up my way of thinking. And I went weird. And, like, I didn't know, like, I didn't, like, I let go of, like, all the things, like, I concretely believed for a second. It just, like, threw them all to the side, and I never experienced that before, so I completely went crazy. And I've been trying to get myself back for the last few years, and I'm almost there. I'm close. I'm meditating.
So, I'll put it to you this way. I come from a family with a long line of mental problems, addiction, alcoholism, pill abuse, cocaine abuse, and I don't think that you have the support system to help you figure out all the best next steps. So I believe you, Caleb. People with money, people with all kinds of education, who have everything, they can't do it. And you are just trying to survive right now. So how are you going to battle all of this shit by yourself?
I'm working on it. I'm working through it slowly. I'm trying to keep the attitude about
You've got a great attitude. I'm saying to you, if you want help, I will help you.
I feel like you're mad at me.
I'm not mad at you. I'm being stern with you.
Don't be. Don't be stern. Stop
no,
it.
I won't.
I feel like you're mad at me.
No, babe, you can't be here for winter. It's too cold. You can't do that shit again.
I know. I'm going to that program. I'm going to be out here for the winter.
Where is this place located?
I don't know.
You don't know?
I don't know what it is. How yet.
You're just making shit up. You make me.
I don't even know where it's at.
What would the harm be? You don't have to stay there. It's just, this is a place that helps you figure out next steps. It's a place where you don't need paperwork, and they help you start to figure out.
Which place is it?
It's on 1st Avenue and 30th Street. It's right up
which
the street.
Which one is it, though? I know a lot of them.
It's the one you go to start the process of getting the residential housing stuff. I just think It's a good thing to check out. You don't have to stay there. It's just to go and understand the options. What do you have better to do today?
No, I have to get high.
Okay, fine. How much does that cost?
I need $3.
$3.
$4.
$4. I'll give you 20 if you just go with me to check it out.
Check it out?
Yeah.
Where is it?
I just told you.
Where are we from there?
We're going to take a cab. It's going to be great. We're going to just ask some questions, and then I will give you $20, and you can go get as high as you want.
Okay.
Yeah.
I like that idea.
Ah, so easy to reason with addicts. Caleb, my favorite new friend. I'm just gonna have to beat him up a little bit with love for the next couple weeks as we try to get him off the street and into a warm place that he can call his own. I am in Chicago. I am about to do the Midwest Fur Con. I have my Care Bear suit with me. Wish me luck. If anybody has any good questions for the wonderful members of the fur community, I will be here for the next 3 days, so hit me up at genuinelyfalse@gmail.com. Don't forget to follow me on my Instagram, Dr. Z Nightingale, on my Twitter, at genuinelyfalse. You can check out all of my episodes on my website, which is www.zoenightingale.com. And more importantly, is I am a writer now. I have a bunch of articles up on thecools.com. I am their new modern love and dating editor, so I will be doing editorial pieces for them, as well as date tips and New York City hotspot ideas. If you are trying to trick somebody into loving you and being your source of heat for the winter, I would really recommend that you get on it. Winter has come. And it's going to get a tidbit nipply out there, kids. So bundle up, snuggle up, stay safe, wrap it up. If you're going to do drugs, make it worth it. If you're going to make mistakes, make them fun. Sending you all the love I can from a unseasonably warm Chicago. This is Zoe Nightingale signing off. I know they like to beat you down a lot. When you come around the block, brothers clown a lot. But please don't cry, dry